In our next segment, we hear from Yusef Tadros and Finn O'Connell, students in the Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies at SUNY Albany. They worked with their fellow students to produce radio pieces about race, class, and cultural identity that air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, my name is Yusef.
And we're going to be talking today about culture shock, our values of family and our values of religion, and how all of that ties into our identity. So before we start, Yusef, how do you identify?
I identify myself as a male, first. Second, I identify myself as an Egyptian, or quote-unquote Egyptian-American, because I just got my citizenship a couple months ago, but more as an Egyptian. Third, I identify myself as a Coptic Orthodox Christian. What about yourself?
I identify as a male. It's pretty obvious. I identify that I'm from Boston, even though I'm really from the suburbs of Boston. And I identify as an Irish American because even though Irish is my heritage, I'm still born in America and raised in America. And all of the traditions and culture that are Irish that I get are Irish American traditions, not Irish traditions. And there is a difference, so like distinguishing the two.
Okay, so talking about culture shock, he came from Boston here to U Albany. Did he experience any culture shock? Did anything hit you that's different? There's a big difference between the two places?
Yeah, definitely. Like when I first got here, everyone, you know, talked different. Everyone said I had an accent, which, you know, I guess I do have an accent, but I think everyone else has an accent. But mostly people were using a lot of different slang, like people were saying dead ass or OD, like in every sentence, or people were saying brick as cold instead of like a long time or like someone's stupid. And I thought that's just really interesting. Also, people have, even though like people dress a little similar, like it's Tims are both very prominent, like footwear in both cities. Like a Boston Tim should be like dirty and like looks like you've been doing work in it. And a New York Tim should look like fresh off the shelves, like nice and new with the tag still on it and everything. In Boston, like the weather is like, it's the same temperature, I guess, but like it's people wear like Carhartts. But out here in New York, like everyone wears like a nice puffy Canada Goose jacket with like a big furry hood on it. So I guess that was a little different, but realizing those things made me realize a little bit about myself and about others, and how, you know, as long as there's similarities and there's differences, but, you know, mixing them together is really what made it great and really why I enjoy my time here at Albany. All right, what about you, Yusef? How did you experience any culture shock when you moved here to America?
So first, from coming from Egypt to America, a big culture shock is the difference in cultures and the difference in ethnicities. When I was in Egypt, like everyone was Egyptian. It's either like you're Muslim or Christian, and it's even written on your ID. There's only like 4 Jewish people in Egypt, and I don't even know if they're still alive. But it's a big difference that. Coming here to America, I've seen a lot of cultures and ethnicities that live in the same place. And I wouldn't say 100% peace, but they still like live in peace and harmony. Another big culture shock is that coming here to Albany and seeing everyone repping his culture and repping his flag made me value my culture more and made me want to know about it more and know about my history more. And that really made me realize and value my culture. And like... just because everyone else is different than me. It's like when you ask someone, most people can identify under black or Hispanic or white, like, but there's like a lot of stuff in it, but no one really identify as an Arab. And like me as the only Arab, it's just like, it's a big difference. Like I try to compare and contrast between my culture and different cultures and see who is more similar to me and who is not as similar to me. But yeah, that's basically it. Talking about culture, a big culture shock for me was tying into family also. Is like how I'm very family oriented. As I look at the American culture, nothing is really 100%, but a lot of Americans don't really are not really family oriented. They're not really like, they don't really know their family as much, not really tied to their family as much as I would see in Egypt. And also, as I said, like it's not really 100%, but mostly everyone in Egypt is tied to their family. I have a big family. Like I know, I like for my mom's side, she have 3 siblings. Like I have 2 uncles and 1 aunt. And my dad have 1 sister, and I have 2 cousins on my dad's side, and I have my aunt from my mom's side have 4 daughters, and then my uncle have 2. One of my uncles have 2 daughters and 1 son, and then the other uncle have one son and one daughter. So I have a lot of like first cousins, but then I have a lot of second cousins and third cousins, and then I have a lot of second grandmas and third grandmas that like I don't really know, because I only like when I go there with my family, I call them aunt or uncle, so I don't really know like what do they like relate to my dad or my mom. But yeah, it's we're very big about family, and like we visit our family usually like on feasts and stuff like that. We used to be in Egypt, and we used to live around all our family. We used to live like on the same day of like Christmas or Easter, we used to go to like 5-6 different houses just to say like hello and eat and like say Merry Christmas or Happy Easter. Another very big thing about family that is very popular in Egypt is that like when you, let's say you go to like you're calling someone in their house, you would call them by their first son's name. And if they don't have a first son, you call them by the first cousin, the older cousin. So basically, if someone came to my house and wanted to call my dad or my mom, they would call them as Yusuf. Like, they would call out Yusuf. They wouldn't really call my younger brother's name, and they wouldn't really call my dad's name. It's because, like, the family have its own respect. At the same time, like, the older brother is really valued a lot, or the older male.
That's really cool. I didn't know that.
But yeah, another thing, like, also another example, I mentioned that my aunt have four daughters. The biggest cousin I have is called, his name is Peter. So when I go call like with their family, I don't call the oldest daughter, I call the name of the oldest cousin, which is Peter. So basically, like, even though he's not really their son, but he's the oldest male in the family.
Okay.
So yeah, we talked about family. I want to know about your family, like how you think about family. What do you think about the values of family?
Yeah, I come up from definitely a different background regarding family from Yusuf. So I grew up with a single parent. It was just my mom raising three kids. I have two older sisters. And it was definitely a struggle, and it definitely taught me how, you know, a lot of the difficulties that families face in it. And as I got older, it really caused me to, you know, I really had to step up and start filling in for, you know, the shoes of the what would be the second parent. And like, for instance, my mom pays for my school and I pay for my school. My mom puts in half and I put in half. And that's because, like, and I got to, like, step up and kind of, like, be a dad in that situation, right? Because that's, like, where the dad would be doing, would, like, throw in the other half of the money. And that's not just on that. That's on car insurance, on cell phone bills, on all types of stuff like that. So it's really taught me to, like, you know, the value of, you know, different parts of the family and how they need to work and cooperate together. But with that said, even though it's single parent, like I don't have a dad, it's not like the family's like missing a piece or it's like less whole. It's definitely like made us stronger. And, you know, even though we're a small family, we still have like, you know, we still have cousins and aunts and uncles and whatnot that we lean on and rely on this when times get tough. So it's still nice. And even though I don't even have that many aunts, uncles, or cousins, the circles are small, but they're very, very strong. And so I really, really like that. Awesome. So
you said that you basically stepped in as the second parent. Do you have any other siblings that was relying on you or you rather than them, like older siblings, younger siblings?
Well, I have two older sisters, and we're all fairly independent. I don't really rely on them that much. I mean, I buy them Christmas presents and whatnot, but other than that, like, I, you know, they gave me rides when I was younger, but since I'm the youngest, I don't see them relying on me just yet. But, you know, down the road, if they ever need to, like, I'm always there for them, and I'm sure they're the same for me, you know? But, like, on the, you know, something that really helped me solidify my value of, like, how important my family is was when I was, like, a teenager, and it was time to get confirmed to be a Catholic. And for a couple of years leading up to that, I really wasn't, you know, agreeing with Catholicism. It just really wasn't for me. I was disagreeing with it a lot. And I respected my family enough to, you know, go to church with them and do, you know, Catholic events with them and whatnot and get some culture out of that. But I had to, you know, tell them that, look, I didn't really want to be a part of this, and, like, you guys can, but that's on you. And then, as it turns out, a couple years down the road, even though at the time they really weren't too happy with me, I kind of started a trend, and now a lot of my other family is much less Catholic and much less religious, and a little bit follows my ideas a little bit more on how just we're, you know, they're religious but not that strict. They're like, you take what you like and you don't take what you don't like. So it was cool to, it was, you know, a bit of a struggle there when I was breaking away from the traditions in my family, but now it's caused us to all, like, talk and have a conversation and learn a little bit more about our religion and how it plays into family and how we all value the two. What about you, Yusuf?
So as I said before, I identify myself as a Coptic Orthodox Christian. A lot of people don't know what that is, so let me explain what that is first. So the word Coptic means Middle Egyptian, like before Islam comes, like between the pharaohs and when Islam came to Egypt, it was a middle area of like Egypt was all Christians. And at that time, Egypt itself was called, like the Egyptian language was called Coptic. Why else we have Coptic is because we speak Coptic in church. Basically, even though it's a dead language, we still use it in church and I know how to read and write it. It's like very similar to Greek. The next word is Orthodox. Well, a lot of people will be a little bit familiar with Orthodox. There's Greek Orthodox, Roman Orthodox, Coptic Orthodox. It's just literally the same religion, but it's just like the word before, either Greek, Roman, or Coptic, it's just a different language to use. And then Christian, obviously, I'm Christian. So, as I identify myself as that, because back in Egypt, being a Coptic Orthodox Christian, even though in the Middle Egypt before Islam we were the majority and basically 100% of Egypt, but after Islam came we became the minority, and like a lot of persecution happened. Like back then it was mass persecutions, now it's a little bit less, but it's still like, it's still basically the quote-unquote age of racism or age of slavery, not really slavery but age of racism in America. So basically like people come blow up churches, burn churches on fire, shoot up churches, or like shoot up or bomb like Egyptian Christian stores or Christian houses, and just because we're Christians. Like even I experienced it firsthand, little stuff as like getting first or second, the second would be a Muslim and the first would be a Christian. I experienced that because I used to do martial arts, and the second person, I was the first in Egypt in my own thing, and the second one was a Muslim, and they made him first and they gave me second, and my parents did they had a big art fight with them, and I ended up quitting this whole thing, even though after I got my silver medal, but I ended up quitting it because it wasn't fair. Another thing, there wouldn't be a lot of jobs for Christians. Like my mom worked in a Catholic school.
That was the students Yusef Tadros and Finn O'Connell of the University at Albany Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies. Student productions about race, class, and cultural identity air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
If you'd like to hear the entire segment, you can check online for the completion of that interview. That concludes our show. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Corinne Carey.
And I'm Dave Pueblo. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through your Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page.